Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop here in Brentwood, and she's on the phone to tell you how the Chicken and Frog and lots of other companies as well in Brentwood, not just yourselves, are carrying on through this lockdown. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Love the pink hair.
Thank you.
So tell us about, you're still carrying on as a business, so tell us about some of the things that you're doing.
Yeah, we are. So I feel very fortunate at the moment because I know there's lots of businesses that can't. So for those of you that know me will know that I'm quite inept when it comes to technology, so I'm very proud of myself because we've adapted quite a lot. So we are still, we've retained most of the kids that we've been teaching, and we're now doing our lessons over Zoom, which I'd never even heard of until a couple of weeks ago. And that's great. And we're doing our adult book club again, we're doing that over Zoom, and then twice a week I'm doing like a live stream storytelling, which is a free thing. No one would pay to listen to me witter on for half an hour, but it's just really nice because, well, hopefully it's really nice. I enjoy myself. I get to read for half an hour, and comments ping up. We're doing it live over Instagram and Facebook, and then when I get my brain into gear, it then gets uploaded to our new shiny YouTube channel, just so that people can listen to stories whenever they want to. And it's been really lovely. We've even had quite a few grown-ups messaging saying, "No, it sounds a bit weird, but I've been listening to you in the background while I've been doing my work." So that's been quite nice.
Yeah, I think the thing is we're missing as well that interaction.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a nice escape as well, isn't it? It's just kind of, I've stopped watching the news, which is terrible. I know, I can't watch it anymore because I know what's happening. I don't need to watch the news, so I watch, you know, the 5 o'clock bit, and then and switch my brain off from the rest. And yeah, I think it's just a nice bit of escapism, and it's just nice for people to still feel connected with something that was their routine a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So if we can help do that, then we will.
And it also keeps the children, if they're listening, that keeps them quiet. If mum and dad are both at home, it keeps them quiet for half an hour.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank God for that half an hour, peace and quiet. No, it is lovely, and we're very, I guess, humbled, really, about the number of people that have been tuning in. So that's been really, yeah, it's been really nice. And lots of businesses in Brentwood are doing amazing things using social media and Zoom and things like that to stay connected with people. Some are, you know, lots of kind of doorstop deliveries, where like contactless deliveries they're called. So it's kind of like a very odd version of knockdown ginger.
Yes.
you put something on the doorstep, you ring the bell with your plastic gloves on, and you run away.
Yes.
And so that people still are getting things that they, you know, that they feel like they want. So I mean, we're going up to the bookshop a couple of times a week and picking up books for people and getting them delivered, which is lovely. Just doing like these contactless deliveries, so you get, you know, you get your knock on the door, and then you get a delivery of yummy food. I mean, what more could you want, really? It's heaven.
Yeah, that's what I'm missing, sort of going out and having something to eat. And also, a lot of people in Brentwood will be missing the hairdressers, nail technicians, eyelashes. If you can hang on in there to all those businesses in Brentwood that do that, because when this is over, the rush to come in, it's going to be mad.
They're going to need.
It'll be 7 days a week. Our faces are literally
going to be very, very busy. And I think that is important to remember when it's all over. Maybe don't revert back to maybe old habits of buying online. Go and support these businesses that are working. I feel like I'm working harder now than I was before, and I'm not switching off at all, and I get told off by my family about it, because you feel like you want to constantly make sure that people are still kind of aware of you, maybe as a brand, which is a bit of a weird thing to say, and just keep on going. So once it's all over, it will be lovely to see, you know, physically see people again.